Hi, my name is Megan Deke. One of my biggest passions is writing stories and poetry. I write a lot more poetry than stories now because I think that there is something so beautiful about the emotions behind it and the infinite ways it can be written. Growing up, I was someone who often chose to hide things, parts of my personality that truly showed who I was as a person. I often refrained from complimenting others and being the true goofball that I was. So, as a way to say goodbye to that part of my life, I wanted to write this poem. It's called The Archives of Unspoken Words. As you listen, I want you to consider the person you are and the person you're trying to be. Let this poem serve as a reminder to compliment boldly, to laugh loudly, to love openly, and to never ever apologize for who you are and who God created you to be. The street was quiet. There wasn't a person in sight. I listened to the snowfall. It was peaceful, quiet, calm even. The snow's soft crunch beneath my feet. The gentle crackle of my coat rubbing with every step, my heartbeat thumping rhythmically in my chest, it grounded me. I heard the smallest whispers, so I followed them. They led me to a post office. The streetlights illuminated my footsteps as I walked, casting a shadow in front of me. With every step, my feet got heavier, and my heartbeat thumped a little louder. I touched the handle. It was cold, cold from each and every soul that made its way inside. An obscene amount of letters were filed on alphabetized shelves that went on forever. The clerks wore coats made of stitched envelopes, their hands soft with letters they promised not to read. In one corner, a bin labeled incoming was overflowing with different envelopes. Beside it, outgoing was empty. The first aisle I walked down was labeled regret. The what ifs category had letters stacked by the thousands. I pulled one out gently. The paper was brittle, worn by the years of dust it had collected, the number of times it had been folded to be sent. I passed the what ifs and moved to an aisle I was all too familiar with. I went from regret to anger in barely any steps. There was no light except for a few endlessly burning envelopes. As I walked by, I could hear the hiss of a serpent and the high-pitched screaming of a boiling teapot. Each letter I touched was hot, like a volcano searching for a reason to explode. The serpent hissed again when I pulled one out. I dropped it, and it fell on the floor. I read silently, the words too deadly to even say aloud. I slid it back, my hands tender from the heat of the words found inside. I continued walking, passing the lighthearted shelves of love confessions and hopeful sounds of forgiving words. I stopped, turning into the aisle to my right, and my feet stuck to the carpet like glue when I stepped inside. The letters in this aisle were all silently crying. One letter had fallen to the ground. I picked it up. The ink had blurred as if the words themselves had been crying all this time. I could barely make them out, but I recognized them as my own. I read some of it. There are countless things I meant to tell you, but that's a lie. There was just one. I wish I'd remembered to say I love you one last time before you were gone. This library of letters was filled with hundreds of words left unsaid. Each and every sentence, word, individual letter was written by someone who believed that swallowing words was the way to survive. The letters all leaked ink like crimson blood through a cloth shirt that they stopped at the door of the post office, never to be sent, never to be received. Before I left, the clerk handed me an envelope for the words you're finally ready to say. When I walked outside, I thought the world had changed, but it hadn't. I had, just enough to say something before the silence swallowed up what little words I had left to say.